A more comprehensive and much more expensive VA bill almost passed both houses earlier this summer, but it stalled when Republicans called it a budget buster. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson cast one of only three no votes in the Senate then, but for it this time.
I can't get everything I want, so like I said, I'm not going to let the perfect be the enemy of good. This is vastly better than the $435 billion bill that I voted no on. I didn't vote no against the vets. I actually voted for our future generations. We have to stop mortgaging their future.
This bill allows veterans to get private health care if they live more than 40 miles away from a VA facility or can't get an appointment within 30 days. It also creates more telemedicine and mobile vet centers. Johnson says competition with the private sector will force the VA to improve. While he puts most of the blame on the Obama administration, Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says part of the problem is that Congress didn't act much earlier as the Iraq and Afghanistan wars wound down.
Yes, you can absolutely blame the Congress for not recognizing that significant additional resources needed to be allocated to the VA to keep up. I mean, these should be viewed as direct costs of war.
She'd like to have seen the first bill passed instead of this one.
I guess I'm sad that some of the provisions there haven't made it through to this bill, which was much more a result of a shocking scandal.
This bill also pays for more doctors, nurses, and staff at VA clinics. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.